Homily for Monday, the 6th of February. This homily is the homily I gave for Sunday, February, the 5th of February. So Jesus says to us as his disciples, you are to be the very dullness of life. Be life's blandness. Let your reactions to whatever happens be circumspect and carefully correct. And among yourselves, let your words be pleasantly predictable and politely bland. Now, Jesus didn't say any such thing to his disciples, did he? He chose very different images in speaking to us. As my disciples, you are not to be bland, not so predictable. Rather, I want you to be salt of the earth. That means your very presence is to give taste to life. It's to enhance life's flavor and bring it out in others so that they can appreciate their own savor and spice. From Jesus, there's not even a hint of our being dark and murky, because you are to be light for the world. See to it that your presence brings brightness and warmth, that it helps others recognize their own brilliance and fire, recognize what they bring to life. Let it be said that in your absence, life seems to become untapped, unthawed. Jesus chose simple yet life-giving images to describe his disciples, to describe us. Salt. Salt opens us up to flavor, even our own flavor. Light. Light allows a person to see what's really there, also in themselves. That is how Jesus would have us imagine and understand ourselves. We are to feed, fuel, and flame up one another's lives. So let's ask ourselves, what if I really inhabited the images Jesus uses to describe disciples? What if I said to myself, I am salt. I give flavor to life. Give flavor to the lives of others, so they taste their own goodness. I am light. A lamp bringing luster to others, so they can sense their own brightness. Imagine yourself saying to another person from the depths of your heart, I want to flow into your life and feed it. Jesus appreciated the power of images to communicate deeper realities. Remember how he told us he wants to become bread and wine for us in our life journey. He truly wants to share his life and love with us. We recall those images at every Eucharist. It will be at the Eucharist that Jesus says to us, I want to be bread and wine, body and blood for you. Take from me and eat. be nourished. Take and drink me in and be satisfied. And then let your own lives be given away for others, even for the life of the world. Images are such powerful communicators. But stop and ask yourself, what if you imagined yourself not bread and wine, but bread and water, prison food, given to punish people? Sadly, you couldn't even begin to imagine yourself bringing life and good to others. Self-image shapes who we are, even to ourselves. At this Eucharist, we have communion with Jesus. He speaks into us his own self-image. He becomes bread and wine, body and blood for us. And we become bread and wine, body and blood for others, poured out for the life of our world. Let that be our communion this day with the Lord and with one another. Together, all together, with Jesus and with one another, we give ourselves, we pour ourselves out for the life of the world.